Outriders, Rangers, and Rebels. Shugrin Shinobi is a legendary underground toy reviewer. Dustrider is awesome writer. Jedimon.
Hello, welcome to Riders, Rangers, and Rambles, episode 36.
She watched Chuck!
Yeah! Really?
Oh, champagne toast glasses stuff.
Cork that was popping. That was fizzy noise stuff.
Fizzy noise? Okay. So after 7 weeks, the hiatus between Chuck versus the Leftovers and Chuck versus the Balcony, the day before the new episode aired, we finally got her to watch it. By bribing her with Subway. Apparently our pleas had no effect.
I can't believe you had to bribe her with subs.
They're so delicious.
I know, Subway has made delicious subs, like the tuneroni and the delicious meatball marinara.
They soothe the tummy and soul.
They do.
Yes.
Yosha.
Someone's hungry.
So, my mission's accomplished, so now I don't know what to do with my life. And apparently she's watching it right as we speak, so we might get live reactions. So let's hope for the best.
Okay.
Make a liar out of me. She makes a liar out of me.
I'll just like Ami Ami.
Yep. You mean... Beep.
She'll make a liar.
Out of... unicorn. I don't know.
Make a liar out of unicorn.
Okay, so... One-ups...
One
else
go first. I'll go second.
Kevin, you go first.
Alright. So, I got stuff from Mandarake. I got Saga Belt. And it's all... I put the thing in and it spins. And I'm like, yay! And then I got Can-Can Bar. And I'm all like, okay, well, you stay in the box. I'll just take the engine souls and run away. And they make dino noises, which I'm pretty sure is what Oz will make when he gets all purple combo. And I have these two cool books, and they're awesome. And I finally went to Toys R Us. Well, I went there. I finally found at Toys R Us Cybertronian Megatron Transformer. Got that. I got Electabuzz little figure, and I got the plush Togekiss and Teddy Ursa. And
sounded like you said Togekiss.
Togekiss and Teddy Ursa, and they're so adorable and cute, and I just want to hold them and squeeze them and love them. And I'm getting ready to get my 5 Entes, my shiny ones. And been bitching over these Pokemon names for Ramble Time. Set up more fig arts. Right. So now, if you've listened to watch my vlog, which I don't think people do because they, you know, they ask the same dumbass questions that over and over. I had to talk about this. So, I had set up before the two Kivas and the two Ixas, and I was like, hey, happy face. I laid my PS2 flat, and I put my Kabuto guys up there. And then I decided, okay, I'm going to put out my Imogen there on top of my TV. And then I put out DK Complete, and they're all epic. And I'm like, well, these Kabuto guys are kind of bugging me with some of their poses. So I go fixing some of them, moving them around, and I stick the sword on the PS2 again, and he's all, I stand on top of everything, over you guys, face, and like knocks over, he's all, Wakatomo Kagami, God, I did, and like knocks him over, like, haha, my best old friend, he falls over, the bee falls over, Hyper Kabuto falls over, right, and then Jeeg's like, the rebellion is here, Viva la Resistance, and like falls forward, taking out Dark Kiva, and I'm like, I see a white blur fly across my face. I'm like, what the hell is that? I look over, I pick up Jeeg, he's got one leg. I'm like, oh god, that was his leg. Then I find his leg, and I fix it, and I set the Kabuto guys back up. I put Jeeg on top of the TV, and then I set up Dark Kiva again. I put Jeeg on top of the TV, he fell right back over.
Leg pops, Jeeg up on top of the TV.
Leg pops off again. I'm like, what the hell? And he wouldn't stay up there. I caught him a couple of times. Finally, I put him in timeout.
Oh
And I let him cool off for a while. And once he learned his lesson, I put him back up there. I've had no accidents yet, so he's still behaving. But yeah, we had a little mini rebellion. I had to call in the National Guard to quell it and get him to calm down. And it was almost a disaster. It was frightening to me. I was scared. I didn't know what I was gonna do. Deneb was scared. Momo was calling him a bird bastard. I don't know. Or Taros was like, "Shut up, senpai." I don't know. It was frightening.
Kevin was like, "He's blue. What do I do?"
Yeah, I was scared. I didn't know what was happening.
What the fuck? Picture of a regular Jeek.
It was late at night. I was half asleep and scared. Okay. And I had a tournament Sunday, and I won medals 1, 2, and 3. I got 2 silver medals and a gold medal, and I'm all sore. And I lost to my instructors, but it was okay. Even though one of them's a girl, it was fine. It's okay because she was a national champion, so I don't feel so bad losing. But whatever, it was cool. And I'm currently carrying out Epic Prank on the cheese. So don't tell her.
This isn't live or anything.
So I think that's all for me. One of you guys go.
Okay. Mine's gonna be short because a lot hasn't been up. Because I think last time I said I got all that shit in the mail and I reviewed it. Since I've had it on my computer for like a week. So, as far as purchases go, the only thing I got was I found those Ben 10 like ultimate artwork figures, whatever the hell they are, Vilgax and Hybrid finally. And they're all super detailed face.
You better review them soon before you get snatched out.
Oh, I know, they already sent me hate mail and some Anthrax and shit. But so I got those today. I think that's the only purchase. My Wing Knight from is on the way. And so is my HLJ package, finally shipped. With Stride Vendor and the Metal Sets 1 and 2 finally, after like 8 years of waiting.
You know, now that you said Anthrax, like, the Skype people are calling the government and like sending federal agents after Ben 10 fans.
Probably. That'd be kind of awesome. But then I lose all my viewers.
No!
I got my Antes, and they're super awesome face. Even though I haven't looked at them yet, I just picked them up. Like Brian, who hasn't gotten me any of my Pokemon yet.
It's because Brian's a lazy bastard.
He hasn't set what he calls his Ikaku to have Pokesex. Your Kaku needs to go up to Dodo and be like, "You need to get on this Pokedick. Make me some Pokemon." But other than that, I finished Ghost Adria. I watched Ghost Adria. I left off at episode 20, I think, and I caught up through 42 since I'd already watched 43 through 46. So I've seen all the Ghost Adria episodes now. Because that's a cool thing to do. Apparently everyone's doing it. So I, of course, caved to peer pressure. Squeaky chair. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. Just watching a whole lot of Ghost Adria. Never thought I would say that.
I know, right?
It wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
It was so funny. I asked him, I said, "You watching more Blaze?" Like, "No, I was watching Ghost Sager." Wait, what?
And then he passed out.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
Ghost Sager Knight's so epic, and Ghost Sager Ultimate's badass. Just saying. Now it's Brianna's turn.
Thanks.
No problem.
Okay, so, what has been up? Not much. I've been playing Kingdom Hearts 3 Coded, even though I'm still only in Agrabah because I'm slow. But, that's okay. It's okay. It's an easy pass, I think. Personally.
You said your vlog, okay? God.
Well, if Kevin repeats his vlogs, I repeat my vlogs.
Well, I haven't had a vlog to repeat.
So, I'm playing that. It's an easy skip, but it's still pretty fun. Today, actually, I got Dragonite and Wing Knight Figmas from Hobby Search.
How epic are they, Shuki?
Okay, I'll talk about those when I'm done with my little what's up here. Squeaky chair. RHS, Hibiki, RHS, Ixa Burst Mode, Rider Goods Collection 2009, and the Deluxe Guru Saber from Kiva. I got those from Mandrake, so those got here.
So Shuki, is Hibiki epic?
Hibiki is epic. I was, like, confused on why I purchased him at first.
Because he's Hibiki.
because I got the Legend Rider Series 1. And then I open up his box, and he comes with his drumsticks, his own Ongekibo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was all happy face, so... So he's got
Ongekibo Rekka!
He's got them things, and the other one doesn't, so... The old one's kind of showing up the new one, but... I think that's really about it. I haven't gotten my Entei's yet.
But all.
So,
your erections be firm and spontaneous.
Aye, aye. So about those Figmas.
Aye, aye.
I'll save a lot of my major boner face for the reviews, but if you're currently on the fence about whether to get any of these, get them. Like,
get off the fence now.
There's no question, get your ass off of the fence, or in the fence, or on the whatever. You get splinters that way. They're fucking amazing. Like, they honestly rival figure arts in terms of awesomeness, to be honest.
So much that they have the fig in it.
Pretty much. I mean, they're both figs. Just one's a SH fig and one's a muh fig. Or fig, whatever. But, like, just the way that they design the rubber front, particularly on the thigh area, to cover up that joint that's always so apparent in everything, just looks really fluid, and the knee joints and the elbow joints blend in really well with the suit too, so like the joints are almost like gone, which is really nice. And then there's just detail like everywhere. So
no rubber in my front.
Here we go.
Okay. So yeah, and each one comes with a stand. That's like probably the coolest part. Is that
better than the awesome DK stands that I have like 27 of?
Yeah, these stands are very, very, very sturdy. Like, I just picked up Wing Knight and shook them, and the stand didn't move at all. So, the stands are a lot better than Tamashii stages. They're really tiny. So, there might be some poses to where they don't stay entirely on the stand. But the stand itself is really sturdy. Joints are all tight, etc., etc. So, easy go buy from me. There's a little mini review.
Well, that doesn't say much because I like things.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Everything's a go buy from you.
But, like, they're just so beautiful. So beautiful.
And I got shit for the damn animal crackers. And now it's fair game.
One thing I do want to say is that, like, the way they store their hands are pretty neat. Well, one, they give you... All Figmas come with a little plastic bag. So if you don't keep the boxes, you can store your pieces in a plastic bag that comes with it. So you don't even have to go buy Ziplocs. How cool is that? And on top of it, the hands all use a plug-in, kind of like the Kiwamis. Right.
Okay.
I haven't bought the Hibiki Kwamis.
I have joints now.
Okay, well, okay.
You're a liar. Fuck out.
That's why I was waiting for confirmation.
Sorry, I got distracted by the woman squishing a watermelon for thigh.
So anyway, they all use like a peg joint, and it comes with this like hand holder basically. They all plug into there and it's like a little rack of hands. So it's a convenient way to store hands. I just like that for some reason.
He likes hands.
I like hands. I had a craving that only hands could satisfy.
Oh, God.
You have hands on your rack, Shuki?
Yes.
Anyway.
That's about all for me, so.
That's about all. No live reactions yet because her computer quote unquote froze. Sure.
Her computer froze.
Yeah,
no, it's called She's Too Lazy.
It's the Irene DeMova virus. Come on, you didn't get the Chuck reference?
I did.
I did too.
Yeah, let's some kind of reaction, even if it's just potato chip chewing.
I was eating him so I was trying to swallow.
Well,
that's what she said.
Faster. Oh, God.
No, she never would swallow. Oh. That's true.
Okay, so speaking of we are disturbed, you know what else we are?
This lady's flinging around the baby. She got mad because he couldn't read.
That's That's not where I... You ruined it.
I'm sorry.
Can't read.
I thought it was fine.
Okay, let me try again. So we might be disturbed, but you know what else we are?
Awesome.
Hard.
Gay.
Dead sexy.
Wait, that shouldn't come after gay.
Anyway, awesome was the correct answer. We are learning from Captain Awesome.
Yes.
And
yeah,
we are awesome in awesome form.
Going to Awesome Town.
So, I'm not going to go through all the details just because there's a lot of statistics here that no one really cares about. But basically, we've taken over the world.
Pretty much. Strokes goatee evilly.
We're still working on the Middle East, Africa, Greenland, Iceland.
Where's Greenland?
And what was that country I said? The one in Europe?
Start with a B, I think.
Bosnia?
No, not Bosnia.
Bavaria?
No. I don't know, one of them that has manly women.
That's all place, so.
One of those Eastern European places that has manly women. And
considering a good chunk of Africa is like the Sahara Desert, that's okay.
I guess.
We want people to live in huts to watch us, listen to us, and watch us.
Look, I expect the militia children in the Congo to be listening to our podcast.
Militia children?
Look, in Africa, they have all these militias and the wars going on, and the little kids fighting with, like, AKs and shit. I expect while they're out there fighting their pointless, you know, 15-year-old children wars, or dying from AIDS, or whatever they're doing in Africa, getting malaria, they should be listening to their iPods to the Rider Engine Rambles.
They don't have iPods.
Well, then someone needs to get them iPods, like right now, so they can download our podcast.
It's not the new AIDS medicine. No, that's the iPods. RR on it.
So I'll link to that so you can check that out if you haven't already.
Any angry comments on this?
But what?
Probably. This is about usual. At least I'm not getting blamed for it.
Well, we all know Dawson hates Africans.
The description will say something like that in it.
But one comment I would like to make is the, you know, that we have here listed the top 10 states that come to us. Interestingly enough, Colorado's not among them.
I don't know who lives
Michigan's
there.
On there.
Michigan, Louisiana too, but no Colorado.
People are stubborn here.
Well, clearly from GameStop Girls' watch refusal Chuck. For no. 7 weeks to watch Chuck.
Look, it's a process. It only took about 4 seconds of telling people, our viewers, that they weren't people for them to watch Chuck, but...
Are you working on this one?
Yes, I'm working on this. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge for us. I just found it funny, like, when we opened the site, we're like, we will take over the world, and we really have.
I think we did, yeah. So epic.
Like, I'm scared, like, it's been less than 2 months since the site opened, and we've already, like, conquered the planet. Probably or at least places that matter.
Yeah, Greenland.
Wherever the fuck you are. Probably some sort of subsidiary of the ring.
Probably.
The new ring. It's Charles Carmichael, and I'm Michael Carmichael.
Who would weird their child Michael Carmichael?
Whoever he is, he's probably eating something bad. Weird twin thing.
That's so funny. Your parents were messed up. Our parents were messed up.
Our parents. That's how it's done.
Whatever.
So we're going on to news now?
Yep, on to the news, now that we have established the fact that we are slowly taking over the world.
Pretty much. Okay. So, a while back, we got a picture for a guy on Memory Set 6 after Oz premiered, so, and it looked kind of shady. And it said it was going to come out in December. So
it looked shady,
kinda...
it was shady.
It was acting kind of shady, and calling me baby. Oh. Gotta say my name.
We done?
Sorry.
Anyway, so we just kind of waited to see what happens. So a few days after January rolled around, I thought it was the appropriate time to laugh at everyone that may have put money down on it. So I go into HJU. How about that set 6? And then I had a lot of fun, and I celebrated and had an orange soda. And then all of a sudden, I beat off to every episode. Anyway, so then around January 14th, we get another picture. that's way more legitimate. This, and the story here on our side, this is Capsule Memory 6 real? Except it doesn't say that because I messed it up. So the set is set to include Kamen Rider O again.
O. Sorry.
I said that. O's again. Cyclone Memory, Joker Memory, Heat Metal... Heat Memory. Metal Memory, Luna Memory, Trigger Memory, Deno Climax Form, Jig, Amazon, and Chifu and Kirafoda. Kirafoda. Chifu and Kirafoda.
From Kirafoda.
Cyclone from episode 29 and Edo period Joker from episode 29. Thank God for those little notes there.
Whoever put them there is a genius.
Yeah,
or a stupid fuck who's full of himself. Oh.
Correctly. Some kind of editor-in-chief master. So, what was in the other set that's not showing up now?
More like a master debater.
Wait, what?
Is this all the same stuff that was in that fake picture?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought, oh yeah, the mystery ones must have just been Amazon and Shibu and Care.
No, the mysteries were Shibu and Care. We knew about Amazon. There just wasn't a picture.
That's right, okay. So, with no release date, it's rumored to come out around the same time as Capsule Set 3 of Metals, but we don't know yet. But it's all, it's so, such mixed emotions. We have, like, smiles and frowns all the time.
Like, all I know is that I hope there was a rumor going around that Shibu and Kirifuda were going to be, like, rare metals.
Oh, fuck me in the ass.
And that scared the crap. I hope they're not, because I only have to buy 5 plus possibly O's if it says the Tatoba jingle.
Yeah, they might do that just because now that the jingle's...
I hope it does, because that'd be kind of cool to have a memory that says Tatoba, Tatoba, Tatoba.
You can just carry it around with you.
It'd be fun.
And then Jeek is cool to complete the Imagines, and then Amazon because
Teddy.
I know.
Teddy!
We need that instead of Climax Form.
Fucking yeah, Amazon.
I wonder though if it has some kind of. Because I was telling the Shuquen Shinobu, Jeek is a
Bobby?
Ship, and Climax over here is a gold tip, so I wonder if they do some kind of a talking to each other thing like Deneb and Zeronos.
Possibly. It wouldn't be the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Time to tell.
All I know is, as long as there's no rare ones, it'll be fairly cheap, because I'll just get the ones that I need through, like, CS Toys or something.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't need another Joker through Trigger. Lord knows I don't need another Joker.
Hopefully they don't say, like, Kamen Rider Heat, even though there was never one. Dang it, it said Kamen Rider whatever, now I have to buy it.
Oh god, if they all say some quote or something, I'll kill a bitch.
Poor bitch.
Poor
bitch.
Just
munching away.
I'm hungry, I'm sorry.
So stupid.
We're so professional. Now you're making me hungry.
So, any more thoughts on these fantastic memories?
They make me happy and sad at the same time, like we said already, but yeah. More memory, more money gone.
Okay.
Bandai, wallet, no Hakaisha.
Okay. So, moving along, all of you Mega Man fans who have seen D-Art's Mega Man X...
Which means Brian and Eugene.
That are all like, man, I wish I could get this, but I just don't want to pay import prices. Boo hoo. Well, apparently, Bluefin, Bandai's distributor, at least for things that aren't associated with Bandai of America, in the US, will be bringing over D-Art's Mega Man X. Big Bad Toy Store has pre-orders up for $40.
Why'd you say that in a questioning tone?
Because, here's the thing. It's awesome that they're bringing over the Kotobukiya kits. It's awesome that they're bringing over D-Art's Mega Man X. It's obvious that they really want to push, like, Mega Man merchandise here in the States, which is really cool because Mega Man's awesome. But people are complaining, like, oh, I wanted this, but I didn't want to pay import prices. Well, those people clearly don't know about beep.
Yes, I'm learning.
Because I calculated the total from beep and Big Bad Toy Store, and beep is still cheaper. Even calculating in about 700 yen for shipping.
It's funny.
And, like, even if you can go down to, like, Toys R Us and buy it or something, it's still probably going to be $35, $40 still. So... I don't know. Just buy it from Beep, if you know what Beep is.
Okay, we're
going to
work
is.
On his beeping. It's going to be like a Beep.
Instead of Beep. Something
I'm
creepy.
I'm a low register beep. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, it hurts.
Whatever.
Low spec.
So anyway,
electrocutes.
It's awesome that they're doing it, but
references. This is what we've sunk to.
It's just a stupid gesture.
Your opponent is me.
Watashi no tan.
Magic card.
Watashi no tan da.
Tarapu card setto. I don't know. So anyway.
I don't know.
Shut up and go.
Oh, it's like you're. Oh, I had a joke there. And then my mouth just, like, stopped. Oh, that sounds wrong. Okay. So today, we got some sexy pics of... Isn't that funny? Some sexy pics of the Shinken Red and the O's Tatoba form figure arts boxes, thanks to the Emperor. So also in this picture, we have the figures in front, Cyclone Joker on the side, and Edgy is either drunk, an idiot, or Anquish is pissed at him. And so he's on the floor, but he's actually using Wolverine claws.
He's
so anyway,
acting impression.
Oh, that's what that is. Okay, so the boxes we got Shinken Reds. It's all red and cool, and it's got a picture of Shinken Red on the side, obviously, and it's kind of like similar to the D art style, and it says Shinken D because his thighs are covering up the R and E, so we can't be sure. And then the Tatoba box is all cool. It's like I think largely white, and then you got like on the right side, there's a picture of like actual Tatoba instead of colored. And then on the side it says Kamen Rider O's, and it's all silvery, and then they got the three circles with the different metal colors, and it looks all cool. It looks like Neo Figure Arts boxes from the future. So I'm excited. I don't
Neo Fangire, let's go!
Neo Fangire, no. Now I want my cheese balls, and they're across the room.
Also nice putting balls in his mouth that are covered in cheese.
Whatever.
These boxes are so sexy, and like the Shinken Red one's all like open display on the front, but like the O's is more closed in. And what does it say down the side of the Shinken Red box, like on the front?
Shinken Red.
Oh, it just says Shinken Red. Okay. I couldn't see. It was like glaring.
Fake Chakaru.
It was sideways, and the Emperor put his logo in the front.
I wouldn't call it a logo, it's just text.
No, there's a picture under it.
Oh, is there? Oh, I didn't notice that.
You can also see the little Shishi origami in the front, which is more painted than the Lion Zord from Power Rangers Samurai.
From the Deluxe Mecha line. Deluxe Zords or whatever the fuck they're called.
So, like, the Shinken Red takes a lot of design cues from the D-Arts packaging. It's kind of like...
Okay.
Yeah, it's a fusion between like standard figure arts and D arts. The O's packaging is just fucking gorgeous. It's basically the colored boxes were a step up. This is like a giant leap in terms of awesomeness. So we're finally moving away from black and white pictures to actually colored pictures.
I know, it's so cool.
It looks like it might actually be a colored picture of the toy, which is cool. I'll have to see. But all I know is his logo's on there, on the window. And the letters are all pretty and embossed, and there's medals, and it just makes me all happy inside.
Oh, it makes me hard in pants.
I think that's what the baby said.
Oh, look, Dawson, the sword's there in the front.
Fuck the sword.
It is, it's right there. So, thanks to Emperor for finding those.
Thank you, Emperor.
Of that fun stuff.
Thank the Emperor.
Thank you, Emperor.
If you look at the way Cyclone Joker's foot's reflecting off the glass. Oh, no, that's his foot.
So is his foot.
Wait, what?
Whoa, he got a potato chip in his mouth.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay. Okay.
Wait, I don't know how he contained himself. Like, I would have tried to break the glass and take the figure.
I don't know. Ryan just grabbed, like, a hammer or something.
Just use my head.
You'll be bugged out. Runs like he did in the Budo the Talking Ninja video.
Good times.
So, okay. Next up, we have a Gokaiger Dice O commercial. And in it, they say, a catchphrase, Jama Suruze Chikyu Jin Domo, which is "Don't get in our way, Earthlings," which that just sounds rude to me.
Okay, I got him.
Especially considering that, you know, Gokai Blue is all transvestite.
He's a butt pirate.
He is. And they have like wanted posters, dead or alive posters for them while they're, you know, in their fighting and saying their lines. And what they say, like, how naive, Gokai Red, and I'll go, Gokai Blue. Of course, all in Japanese, I just don't know the words. And then G's, Gokai Yellow, and I'll show you, Gokai Green, and right here, Gokai Pink. And you're like, this is stupid.
This sounds sexual. Right here, Gokai Pink. I'll go, Gokai Blue.
Wow, that's just dirty. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, whatever. I don't know. They redesigned the cards for Gokaiser with pirate wheels and shit. Oh, they just gotta find ways to just pour their products and everything.
Awesome, your cheese balls are very loud.
I'm sorry. I'll put the mic up when I shoot them.
So I don't know. I mean, you guys discuss, because it's a little short promo, so.
You go first. I'm balling it up.
Okay. The promo was okay. I mean, it's a typical Daiso promo. The only cool thing you get out of this is that the weird voice that says, like, Deca Ranger and all that stuff is supposed to be the voice for the Mobirates, so.
Oh.
Whether he's going to say it very deranged like that, I don't know, but.
Here's everyone's eating something now.
Something I wish I were eating, but she's gone.
We have a fucking child audience.
Her gumbo.
Don't say shit like that.
We have a fucking child audience. Don't say shit like that. Mommy, what's a con? Mommy, what's a butt pirate? Gokai Blue, sweetie. Okay. Munches cheese.
Oh, yeah, because the joke's about Brian banging Kenji Matsuda any better.
They don't know what banging means. Probably just think it means hanging out in the hood. Anyway, the only thing I really have to say that differentiates is those wanted posters make me think they're going to be like DK and they're all wanted.
I hope not. Like, we've done that already.
Gokaijers. Well, Gokaiger doesn't know that. Their whole writing team is drunk.
Just all eating.
So good. They make me feel like growing a beard. Oh, fuck, I meant to do that. Like, I wanted to grow the beard. And I have those, like, giant sunglasses, and I was going to wear them at Vila. So doing it.
Let's see.
MB Morgan?
No, Chuck. Remember when he was all depressed with Sarah?
Oh, yeah.
I'm so doing that. I'm going to do that now.
With the cheese balls?
Right here. I'm gonna like carry him around. I'm still doing that.
Just be like, hey YouTube, Dawson Rider here.
And she's gonna be on vacation for a week, so she won't have to see me like that, so I can grow the beard.
Why? She doesn't like a beard?
I don't know. I'm just gonna look weird. I'm gonna look like a Chuck fanboy. Wait, that's what I always look like. Anyway, what were you talking about?
I don't know. I was waiting for Kevin to start talking about
shit. I'm like eating food.
This is why we're awesome.
Mm-hmm. So I guess moving along?
Yeah.
Okay, so moving on from toy news to show news. Sound like Brian now.
Same voice. I have two balls in my mouth.
I bet you do. So does Brian, except those belong to Kenji.
Mine are salty, though.
We have more O's Rumas. So, Fast Rumasetto. So those who remember the opening sequence of the Kamen Rider Oz, there is a scene in which Hina, that's the strong girl, hugs Onk, hinting that there is a possibility that the two will slowly become close. After the Ruma regarding Hina, Onk, and Eiji becoming closer. Just recently, Riho Takada, Hina Izumi's actress, posted something in her blog that might confirm this rumor. He says, from now on, the contest for medals will be a lot more complicated. Me and Onk's relationship will start to change. Not surprised on her first statement, seeing that Gamel and Mezur are eliminated and Yuva is determined to get all the medals. I'm not surprised if the contest with the medals becomes more complicated. I mean, there's a reason why they are called greed, right? You can interpret it two ways. It is either Honk slowly, Honk. Hina slowly fell for Honk because he looks like her brother. To be exact, Honk is in her brother's body, or she slowly becomes thought of Honk because he is in her brother's body. Depending on how you see it, you can indeed say it's Honk, and Hina's relationship will definitely change.
I think Kevin works for Volkov.
I think so. I think he got black hair and a tight leather suit, and now he's betrayed us.
While he's Master Spice.
And then he pushed Casey off a roof. Rude. So much munching. From that whole little excerpt, I'm disturbed in at least three different ways.
I know, right?
Tohi really doesn't mind incest all that much, so...
Well, hey, if they're cool with it, I'm cool with it too, so...
It's legal some places.
So she's gonna hook up with her brother because he's wearing a Fruit Loop arm, and...
But she loves Fruit Loops so much.
I mean, I always say Fruit Loops because it's easier to say, but I mean
Fruit Roll-Up.
The other stuff. What was
Roll-Up?
Well,
she like?
Yeah.
She
like
can just sit there, cuddle with him, and eat his hand.
Oh, God. She wants to know what he's going to roll up next.
Well, you know, I think it's Roll Out With next, but...
You know what? Okay. I'm just going to eat a cheese ball now. So, I don't know, that kind of disturbs me a little bit.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't really know what to say about it because, like, it's probably just they get to know each other better and Ankh might actually start treating her like a person as opposed to trash like he treats everyone else.
Pretty much.
So, I don't think they're going to start making out or anything because that'd be kind of strange.
I'm a Hina and Edgy shipper. So, Freddy!
I call him Hedgy.
Yes. Hedgy! And all the Hina and Ankh people are honks.
She's more of a fan of Ankh and Edgy.
What is that, Yonk?
Ankh? I don't know.
Honk. All the Edgy and Ankh.
Aji?
Like, honk, honk. I don't know. All their names got jumbled in my head. There was a cheese ball in my mouth and it was cheesy. Okay, so.
I have more rumors.
Keep going.
Yeah, yep.
Okay, then. We have some more rumors for February portion of the O's television program.
Now he's British?
These come from Decca End. He is very nice.
Come on, John. Move my slippers.
We have the debut of Shaw Uta Combo, the conclusion of the Kazari vs. Yuvan battle for the medals, the dinosaur greed, Gil, will finally make an appearance, Goto will finally become Birth, Date actually has a stellar star past that will be revealed, as well as the truth behind him collecting 100 million. Edgy, Hina, and Ankh's relationship will grow. Also, there is no third Lida, and dinosaur combo toys will hit in April. And as always, take these rumors with a grain of salt.
It totally just sounded like some kind of movie. I felt like I was watching Shaun of the Dead. And remember, stay calm. Oh! He's got an arm off!
So, then we have... We have more. We have even more rumors.
More
right? So we have the Ozumels.
Oh, I hate this country.
So, these are mostly for the Kamenada Bird. So, more rumors from Decca End. This says here, By the time Dante leaves the shore, Birth will have an upgrade. Goto will become Birth and use the upgrade called Rebirth. Rebirth has an ultramarine, aquamarine, question mark, courier, their solid shield. This is his helmet visor. Breaks up in half. The insides of his eyes radiate, similar to blue spot, and his body can turn into a mechanical crab.
He's also a sex machine.
The octopus legs for Oz are able to become like tentacles, and yes, they are in the Shukuen Shinobi. And they can be used like whip, similar to the eel whip.
Oz you just whip your hand?
Let him fly clap. As well. The Sha'u combo. Shoutar combo allows to turn into liquid. Biodata, anyone? Question mark?
You talk just go out of my mouth.
This update brought to you by a smelly Frenchman.
Oh, hell no, we just insulted Halle Berry. That's it, sing the anthem. The Shoutar combo.
I don't even know what I'm laughing at.
I think Shaw is the first part of that combo.
That's the worst combo ever.
I know. The head's just an asshole.
Oh my god. He's
cheating. Just a giant butt.
Yep.
Okay, so.
So, how was that? Three sets of rumors, three different accents.
It was beautiful.
So Brian, how about that Shaw combo?
Shaw combo sucks. Anyway.
Oh man, have you seen that head combo?
So episode 17, that comes after episode 16, right?
Yes, that is the one that we are doing today.
Okay, I was just checking. I wasn't sure.
Oh my god, is there a soccer figure art?
No.
An elaborate prank by Brian. Alright, four more
cheese balls. I don't really have anything to say about the February Oz Rumors article. Because there really isn't that much there. Mm-hmm. Besides what we figured already.
Yeah.
But as for Rebirth, it was rumored before and it's rumored again, so it's often a good sign that it's actually real. And I mean, it's an obvious thing to do. Mm-hmm. It sounds like it could be a cool design. We'll have to see. I don't know how he's going to turn into a mechanical crab, but...
Yeah.
Well, there's ways.
I guess the light blue color means, like, the light blue color in the scanner for the O's driver, since they're using all those same game colors.
That would make sense. I could see Rebirth doing a lot with the light blue ones.
Especially since light blue is a cell metal color.
Yeah.
In the O scanner.
So it makes perfect sense for him to be that color. As for the octopus legs, I don't know. We'll have to see what they do in the show. Shaotar or Shaw combo, whatever the fuck he said. turning O's into liquid makes sense.
Bio Rider, anyone?
Okay.
Question mark.
Thank you.
So, that makes perfect sense to me. And I'll have to say, watching 18 earlier today.
How did you?
Unagi arms. Awesome.
Now I have to go watch it. Bye.
Bye.
And to hang up Skype pool.
What about Capitolo legs?
Also very cool.
Really?
Which what? Is strange. I thought they were going to be stupid, hold but on. They actually served a purpose.
Did you say they were cool? It's supposed to be a joke.
I'm just slightly disturbed.
Were you hitting Sarah or beating off?
Both. I'm a multitasker.
Ah.
That's wonderful.
Well, also, the Rebirth thing makes sense because...
Wait, would you mean to do an accent just then?
No. Okay. Did I?
It sounded like a little bit.
Oh.
Sorry.
The Rebirth thing makes sense with... Because it's all like, oh, he's getting a new user, so it's like a Rebirth. That's cool. And no one comments. Good job.
Well, I said it makes sense. I said it quietly.
Like when Brian BRBs?
BRB runs. But wait, and he's already halfway up the stairs. Is that a Nicolinas? I hate you! So, it looks like Dante, or I call him Dante, is going to be sticking around a lot longer. something yeah, just like
I think
angst for go-to.
I think he'll be around for probably until the 20s at least. Probably a little bit more than that. I don't know. After watching 18, his character's pretty fun, so I don't mind if he sticks cool. around.
Mind if he sticks. Just hang around with his giant thing of metals, like shooting blanks.
The giant Robo Wang?
Yeah.
Indeed.
Breast cannon?
Mm-hmm. Breast cannon. Oh, God. 18 has a really funny part involving the breast cannon.
I want to watch it now. Let's bring the fuck up.
Okay, so moving along. More O stuff, but this stuff
even
is
more epic.
Cooler than the other one. Thanks to random people on 2Channel, we have some unconfirmed chest-up shots of Puto Toronto, I'll get to that later, and Cora Kawani, the dino and the reptile combos. Puto Toronto, if you don't know and you don't know how to use the internets,
he poos on people's toes.
Is made out of Pterodactyl, Triceratops, Tyrannosaurus. Sounds familiar.
I'm not sure where Frank can place it.
It's not a reference, God!
I remember this.
Why
argument.
Is everyone so obsessed with marriage? Sorry. The old country. Canada.
So, the picture shows a Pterodactyl head, which had everyone up in arms because people are stupid. And the Tricera arms, the shoulder pads look to be like kind of like a Triceratops head crest kind of thing, which looks pretty cool. And oddly enough, the Tricera chest looks to have the gold on the edge, but not the Terra. So I don't know what's going on there.
But it could be an error.
They're just bored.
Yeah, they're probably just bored. Deck End posted, like, what if Triceratops replaced Tora in the main combo?
Oh, God.
Because they're both toe.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Which actually, it kind of could, going off some rumors from upcoming episodes, but enough of that. That's for another day.
He's the most awesome major ever, but that's another story.
Wait, link me where?
Later.
Ooh.
So, everyone was saying that the form was Topu Toronto. Because apparently someone listened to one of the hacked O's Driver videos and the sound was really bad. And they were like, oh, it's Topu Toronto, lols. And everyone was like, oh, Triceratops is ahead. Brr, horns. Brr. And
they were all crying. Don't ask me. Fans are crazy.
But if you go watch one that has good sound quality, like a bunch of them that popped up recently, it's definitely Puto Toronto. So it's not Topu, it's Puto. Sorry. Actually, it's Puto Toronto Zaru. I don't know where the Zaru comes in, but it's part of the jingle.
Something with dinosaur, like it's like Japanese. Or...
Well, I know it's like sore, but...
So...
Like, I don't know whether it's part of the combo or not.
Oh, the Terra head is going to be able to scream, and the Tricera arms are going to have shields and armored skin, and then the Tyrannosaurus legs are going to run really fast. So he's going to be like Connor, Kira, and Ethan all fused together. It's going to be awesome.
Kamen Rider Dino Thunder.
Pretty much.
And the medals will be the power coins. It'll be fantastic.
Damn it! I was doing epic song. Dino Rider Roar, and then he yelled over me.
I'm sorry.
Fine, his theme song will just be It's About You.
It's About Me. Anyway, I haven't talked about Cora Kawani yet. Shut up. So the orange one is Cora Kawani. It looks like it has a full gold logo, which if it's part of the movie, it's a special form. It probably makes sense for it to have the gold form like Taj Ador does. But it's very Oja-like, except his head's bigger than Oja's. But it kind of looks like Oja crossed with Jafar's staff.
It does.
And there was somebody at work and they said it looked like Cobra Commander.
Okay.
Why are you showing it to them?
Yeah, I joke. Because Oja is epic, that's why.
Just show it random people.
So, again, for those of you out of the loop, it consists of Cobra, Kame, which is Turtle, and Wani, which is Crocodile. And we have no idea what any of them do. But it's a sketch and it looks cool.
They do stuff.
Yep.
And it's orange.
As always, take them with a grain of salt.
Alright, hold on. Oh, it fucking hurts when you put the salt in the menu.
That's what she said, oh.
And once again, thanks to Deca End, who now works for us.
Yeah.
Fuck yes.
We have epic stats.
Give me a coffee. No, I'm kidding.
I actually thought that the head would have been a little smaller, more like Oja's, but this is still cool too. Like, I actually really like this.
Yeah, and plus it's still a sketch, so.
Yeah. And Cora Kamani looks awesome. Puto Tirana looks awesome. I'm so excited for these.
I'm really excited for Puto Tirana. Like,
I can't wait to see the figure arts.
It's like super epic Barney time, but fuck, it just looks funny. Really cool.
We just see the picture on Shark's picture, just Barney with an O's driver and
metal. Okay, Jalliper. I want these medals now.
Take that sword and just crush it.
Just crush it.
And they're gonna have like MMPR medals.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome.
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
Alright, let's go.
Oh, I know, I know.
I know.
Dang,
I know,
that was supposed
I know,
to be a good
I want
play.
To. Do, do.
You can't stop yourself.
I bet you do.
No. So, the 40th anniversary is confirmed to be O's, Deno, All Riders, Let's Go, Kamen Riders. That's a weird title.
But BFF Facebook.
It's a reference to the original Kamen Rider theme song or something. So.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a little promo here. It's only 30 seconds. But it features basically, if you've seen like those wallpapers that people are making with the grayscaled riders, but all the red showing, it's all of those, and it's just like making Denliner noises and going backwards through the lineup, ending with Ichigo. And so there really isn't anything there to see. But we've got confirmation that apparently it's going to consist of all of the main riders plus New Deno and Birth. So they're going to be there for, I don't know why
Skull.
New Deno's there. I wish Skull was there. That'd be cool.
Skull.
So anyway, villains that are confirmed to show up are Shocker Leader, General Shadow, Apollo Geist, King Dark, Ten Face Demon, General Jark, Darom,
General Jerk,
Shadow Moon, Mole Imagine, Hero Chameleon, Ganikomoru, Shio Mane King, Gara Garanda, Ika Devil, Sanjijo, Jaguar Man, Chainsaw Lizard. That's so cool. Sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card. Turtle Bazooka, Doris, Shocker Troopers, and various other Kaijin. So most of those guys are Showa era. In fact, all those guys are Showa era besides the Mole Imagine.
Because he just gotta be
fucking that mole bastard has shown up. Has shown up in like every movie ever, so
he was made like 50,000.
He was in the Green Hornet. It was ridiculous. They were in the hood, and then the Mole Imagine showed up, and Seth Rogen's like, "Oh shit, what are these guys?" And then Deno just tackled them off screen. Huh. And then they went on with the movie. It was weird.
Yeah. This is not Naked Mole Rat Imagine.
What is this, Kim Possible? What are you, Ron Stoppable?
Kim Possible.
Call me, beat me if you want to reach me.
Call me, beat me. Yeah, more munching. How long is that potato chip bag gone yet?
No.
I stopped with the cheese balls already.
I stopped with my popcorn. Oh, Lord.
Oh, he's just being mean. So, of course, Deno's getting the spotlight in this movie.
Yep, which I will touch upon right now. So, there's also a leaked picture. I'm not going to say leaked because it looks like someone was just spying on them and took pictures. It was probably Chuck.
Oh, I'm using mustard spice.
One was from a rooftop, and then another one is looks like from like across the street of quite a ways, but shows the entire lineup of all of the main heroes plus a couple of them in the front. The front lineup confirms to be Deno Sword Form, New Deno, O's, Ichigo, and Nigo. So those five guys are in the front, and then everyone else that's a main rider is in the back. So no, Decade is not in the front. No, Decade has no point in this movie besides being there. Aww. Shut up about Decade.
Shut up.
I'm a lady Kato.
So there was a rumor going around that New Deno was the rider after O's, but then it turned out to just be New Deno. So that got debunked.
That's just like when New Deno was supposed to get his own series between Decade and Double to fill the space.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was awesome.
It was. I wouldn't have minded a New Deno show. Like, new Den, I don't know.
I don't know what we're talking about.
But yes.
Where am I? Wait, I'm not Kevin. I want Double to be a main character.
iPhone. Me too.
Wait, about the iPhone or Double?
Double.
Okay, yeah, like, I miss Double so much, and after seeing the new movie, I want Double to, like, replace someone as the main character. Denno. Or new Denno. Why is he there? Just because he's got a figure, that's why.
Probably.
Because he's new and they can get his actor to come back.
Probably. I don't think he does anything else.
Yeah. Whatever. But the trailer just reveals so much information, I don't know what to talk about first.
I know.
The Denno theme, the Den liner, or the lineup of all the writers? K.O. sent me the leaked picture, and I just clicked on it, and then clicked out and didn't bother to look at it. He says, what's that look like to you? And I said, bunch of people chilling. Like, I don't know. He said, oh, it's writers. And I was like, no, you.
A bunch of people chilling.
And then he told me to get up out of his grill.
Okay.
And then Kevin reached into his big bag of potato chips. I think he's, like, put his head in there. I don't know what's going on.
I'm closing the bag.
No, you're not. I see you, Reedy McLeaney.
I am.
So, anybody have any more thoughts?
Not really. I mean, I'm still looking forward to the movie, but...
Those chips were good.
Thanks. Cheese balls were better. They're endorsed by Chuck.
Your mom's crops was better.
I'm just shaking my head. In disappointment.
Oh, you tried it too?
Oh my god. Alright, well, let's talk about some more nasty stuff. Let's talk about some Power Rangers Samurai. So we got a press release for Samurai, which really doesn't say much other than we don't already know, which is the episode description and what you already know if you've seen Shinkenger. It gives the little description,
which
I think
you should have.
The back of the toy boxes. And then it gives a description for the characters Jaden, Takaru. Everybody said that. It literally says that. Big sister, really? She plays the flute. It's the same flute. It says all this in the article. And then it says in the Action Pack premiere episode, the team unites. This is a description of episode 3 of Shinkenger. It talks about how Chiaki's all like, no, I can't do anything. And then he goes to the arcade and shit. And so I think they got that wrong. Unless they're going to be all like gay Disney weird and like air episodes out of order.
Well, exactly. Here's the thing. Like, the Power Rangers news on Twitter, I think that's the PR Twitter account, people were asking them questions. They were like, is that right or wrong? Is that the premiere episode? They're like, the premiere episode is the team unites, and that is the correct description. And so I was like, so the premiere episode is not the first episode. And then they were like, the premiere episode is the team unites that airs February 7th at 8 p.m. I'm like, thanks, asshole.
I think they just have a robot responding.
It seems like it.
Like,
but like Linear Ranger couldn't get an answer. I wasn't getting an answer. I think
interesting. We kind of get an answer from Linear Ranger either. Funny.
It's true. Burgundy Ranger wasn't getting a straight answer. So
like a B-class Ranger. He's on the C-Squad.
Like, no one was getting any sort of answers. So the only thing we can think of is that the premiere episode that's airing on Monday is actually going to be episode 2 or 3, depending on how they adapt the footage. And then the actual show will start on Sunday. It's normal new episode time. They want to start and premiere with an action-packed episode, not a here's the characters episode. So
wait, so the normal air date's going to be Sunday?
Yeah.
Like, for new episodes? Oh, so we don't have to miss Chuck.
Right, it's only for they're only premiering it on Monday for the first episode, for some reason.
Well, we wouldn't miss it anyway, so.
Yeah.
Well, all we can do is wait, watch Chuck, and then check our DVRs afterward to find out if this is true.
Right. That's what I'm doing.
Can't miss it, it's going to be so epic.
I know Chuck is.
It's gonna be black-haired Sarah. She beats all the samurais. She beats all them motherfuckers.
See what happens. Brian didn't tell them. Listen here, I'm the Shukun Shinobi bitch, and what?
So you should have said it, and they. I don't know. So then there's more stuff about just the game of the week shit. Nick Mobile, la da da. Yeah, they're like, oh, we're doing everything from the premiere except airing reruns. Change your ways.
Change your ways, Nick. Change your ways.
We got little pigs out here squealing.
Sorry, little pig.
Silent Bing.
Okay, so any other thoughts on that before I move on to even more
shit? No, I mean, I can see where they're coming from, but it's still kind of stupid not to premiere it the first episode. But
yeah.
Nick apparently does that, so.
They had to copy the characters exactly, but whatever. Okay, so we're done?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Okay, so in the slew of... I don't know how to say slew. Anyway, we got, you know, character promos like we talked about last week. We got Red Rangers all fake Takaru face, and Pink's all blows things, and Yellow just slices stuff like bread. I don't know. But we got Blue's promo, which actually in like a second or two gives us confirmation that the Mega Ranger Mega Ranger suits are real. We only see them in the Megazord twirling the Robomarus around. So I'm going to assume and make a prediction that they're just going to be used for the Megazord. So they're going to be like, oh man, it's way too powerful for you to sit in that cockpit. Cockpit. By yourself, lols. You gotta put on these MMPR movie suits. And they're like, okay, we can't just be like Aerie and like Dehension and be like, Cardo! Instead of Tono. Anyway. So I'm gonna guess that they're just gonna be in the Megazord. I mean, there's a chance at some point they might get like knocked out of the Megazord, because apparently they have really loose doors in Megazord, so when you punch them, they just like fucking fall out. So... they might fall out at some point and be able to fight in them, but... yeah. That's what happens.
Okay. So here's my explanation for the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this. This is good. Everyone sit down and get a cookie.
Okay. So we know that apparently Bandai was making samurai toys before. And what are you doing?
Stop rubbing it. It is not a honeydew.
So we all knew that Bandai was making these molds before Samurai ever existed. And they made them, they released them, yada yada. So Bandai's like, well, we made these toys, you said okay, so now they need to be in the show for them to sell. And so Saban's like, oh fuck, what do we do? They realize that, oh, we're not doing brushes anymore because apparently Americans like laser writing as opposed to writing with actual utensils. So, yep. if you watch Shinkenshu, you notice that there's a lot of brush writing inside the Shinken... I almost said Shinkenmaru. Inside of Shinkeno. So they would have to cut all of that out, because they're not using the brushes anymore. Mm-hmm. So they said, well, we can make... Since we have to remake the cockpit and... Or make a new
cockpit. You like a cock. Cockpit.
A new command center.
Loli said cock.
I think Kevin's just rolling around on his bed. He's randomly saying shit.
I left the room, came back.
Oh, okay.
It's just like the original, but even better.
I went to wash the potato chips off my hand.
Okay.
So I don't want to get grease off my toys.
So Saban's like, well, we can use these suits inside the Megazord since we have to shoot our own Megazord footage anyway, because they want to use brushes and we want to use laser writing. So that's... I think they're probably only going to be used in the Megazord, like you said, unless they get knocked out or some reason.
I could see them like using the majority of the time and then a couple times, and I have to use it.
I like donkeys.
That's literally what happens. They get punched and then they roll around. What?
That was a very delayed reaction to that.
And then they get rolled around, and then they just fall out of the little hatch door. And D-Untransform.
They re-D-Untransform.
I also realized that they made the origami grow by writing on them with a brush. So what are they going to do now? Just, like, point the, like, samurizer at them like a car thingy? And it'll be like,
probably.
Like a car alarm? And
it's just point, they'll point at the origami and go, 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 Megazord.
Go, go, Megazord.
BFF Facebook group. And that's what they're going to say when they form the Samurai Megazord. BFF Facebook group. Samurai Megazord. I knew it.
I have to say, though, I do like the... Oh, God, I can't believe I almost said I like the new cockpit.
You like the new cockpit, right?
I'll admit that does look pretty sleek.
Yeah, it does look cool.
But, and the suits don't look that bad.
It's all slim and smooth. And...
Yeah, they got a major hard-on for lips.
Like, making suits just for them to go inside the Megazord is just total, marketing, marketing, marketing.
Pretty much.
Emphasis. Oh.
You didn't even see that show. You don't understand.
I understand that you're a faggot, but...
No, I'm a faggot.
You're a faggot.
So, we'll have to see how they're used. And also, Linear Ranger got the Robomaru.
Uh-huh.
And it's actually, apparently, like, 26 and a half inches or something.
Oh, really?
So am I. Oh.
I knew that was...
I knew it, too. God.
The Robomaru just came.
I'll have to go back and find it, but there was a picture that compared it to the Shinkenmaru, and oh my god, it's... I forgot how tiny the Shinkenmaru was. But anyway.
Robo-Wang. Brian, if you buy that, your VLog has to be called, I got my Robo-Wang.
Got my Robo-Wang?
Yes.
Okay. I will be getting that. Just because, one, it's fairly large.
And bring your review for
I like
else.
Large things.
Just like Kenji.
K.
KK.
KK heart.
No, not KKK. It's awesome.
K. No.
Ow.
No, sorry. No, you.
I injured myself.
No, you didn't.
You're right.
I put myself in the eye with something the other day, but then I put it back.
That's another story.
That's a story.
I put it back in my pants
for another day. So here's the Mega Blade compared to.
Oh, it's a picture.
Ha! You guys can't see it. Whoa. You from Y Frog?
Holy crap! It's huge.
Damn! I'm gonna pick that biznatch up. I'm gonna play with it.
That's so big.
Well, at least Bandai can do one thing right.
Now I can command. Whoa! I just turned into an old man. Now I can command my own Megazord. Now I'm gonna look through his figures. I mean. Through his pictures. Just a bunch of samurai pictures.
That one of the Red Rangers, the 10-inched 10-inch figure.
10 inches is a good size.
Okay.
Doesn't look half bad. His face is all gigantic, though. That's also what she said. The classroom I was in today, before the student showed up. What are you, a teacher? Okay.
Are we done?
Yeah, I'm just blabbing.
Okay.
Blab. Time for dessert. You may envy me now. What is this?
What?
It just looks like cream.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's get on to the summary. Hurry.
Oh shit, I have to do that, huh? I started playing Pokemon. Hold on.
Now we actually have to talk about Ghost Ager?
Yeah. Okay, I just have to put this down. Hold on. Okay, so...
He's going
to
start his own biography.
We're on 46, and we've just found out that Bladeran, that dude that keeps, like, fucking showing his face this entire goddamn show, is actually Blade Jira, fallen Ghost Angel. And he is going to destroy the world and remake it, because he is Captain Douchebag. So... Yeah. So basically, he's all pissed off, and he's like, look, see? Humans suck donkey nuts, and they're destroying the world, and also, I don't know, some stupid crap, and he's complaining about things people do, and he's like, well, I will fix the world and make it better. And they're like, no, you. And they make their little gun, and then it goes all, do-do-do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do-do. I said, "Hush, you are Mamoru Tame Umareta Sadamesa."
And then it says,
Well, no, this intro was changed. Shut up! For the villain portion, they show it's really cool. They show all three villain group logos and then the corresponding Bladeran, and then it changes to like. Gosei, Angel, Bladeran, or whatever. Like,
yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
It's pretty badass. Like, I actually like that. This is nice.
I didn't watch the theme.
Go eat caulk.
No.
Fine. So, He calls them half-assed Gosei angels. That's funny. I didn't remember that when I read it. But he stops their attacks, like, everything they do, and they call him a traitor, and he's like, I'm not a traitor. And apparently he's the one who sealed Ultimate Spider Monkey and the Blob in the box. And they got pissed off at him because of some kind of casualties or whatever. And so he's like, fuck this, I'm out of here. And used his incomplete technique of time travel to go 10,000 years into the future, which is the present. And it caused him to like look like he does now. He's like, it's Cam Smiley Face. Because then he summoned War Star and joined up with them using Camo Mirage. And is going to take over. And he's using all of them to... It's like, yes, it was their destiny to sacrifice themselves for me. And it's like, well, you're just a tool, maggot.
He's got about as big as an ego as I do.
I know, right? He's all, I'm Blade, you're a bitch.
And what?
And so they try Rock Crush. He just beats it back. Then he summons the Orthrust Header, which is... or Artaurus Header, I guess, same thing.
Your Artaurus Header?
Which, it's like, got two heads. Yeah, it's like a Minotaur type thing. And...
heads, one ball.
Basically, his monsters are like dark headers or some shit. So this thing comes in and starts fighting the Gosei Tenshi, and he's poning them, which is always, you know, how battles start off with these guys. And then Gosei Knight's all, Leja, watashi da tanda! And...
we're gonna duel now?
Dang it.
Alright, let me get my deck.
And he's like, hey, you're my servant, Grandion Header. You followed my orders to go lay in that glacier. And of course, this whole time, right, they're like having epic conversations. The Ghost Sages are trying to fight. Alta's like, wait, what? Could you repeat that? I missed part of it.
And then he gets slashed.
And he gets like hit in the face. Like, it's kind of funny. And they try destroying the monster's horns. They cut one off. It grows back. So then they're like, we'll break them both. And then they shoot off both horns. And then they grow back. Lol, 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 lol. And so Blade Jer is all, you're going to obey me, Gosei Knight. I'm going to take the last of your powers, derp face. And he grabs him like he's going to like rape him or something. He sprouts these giant wings, which look all epic, and like flies into the air, electro shocks him, chucks him to the ground, and is like, Knightic Orb. You're like, what? And he like grabs him and he's like, summon Grandion Header. And like he turns into, and I'm pretty sure it actually is the one that comes with the toy.
Probably.
For Gosei Ground. Because you can see, if you look at it, you can see where the little piece folds up to make the Gosei Knight head. So I'm pretty sure it is the toy header. And he's like, I'm taking this. It's mine. See you, bitches. And he leaves with the monster. And they're all like, no, Gosei Knight, he's gone. And then Master Head comes in with Fat Man Face, and he's all mustache. And he's like, yeah, so all those battles, remember all those times you guys sucked and you made Gosei Knight fight the battle for you? He used up a lot of his powers. And then when your Tensho just got rusted, he used the rest of his powers to unrust him. So he's like,
barely
standing up right now. Like, good lord. It's astonishing.
You should feel bad about yourself.
He's still alive. And then, meanwhile, you got Bladran, like, tied up with Gosei Knight doing some kind of bondage shit. And he's like, yeah, when I had you in that cage, I knew you were the grandson.
Every time you laugh, I will put a bondage ball up his ass.
He's screwed.
So he's going to use... apparently he can revive Gosei Knight if he wants. He's going to use his power as part of his Earth Planet Rescue project or something. So red, blue, and yellow... remember, yellow, pink. Red, blue, and pink are going to go find Gosei Knight while the Landick twins... they're going to think. So that's always fun. And these three, they can't find shit. Like, Eri's looking in a slot at a playground. Like, I'm pretty sure Gosei Knight isn't the playground. Just
but
saying.
But you just find him on a swing, like, wee! Well, Tasha, no ton! Just pushes the kid off the swing.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
It would be.
And, so they get Nozomu to help them thinking or something. I don't know. They're watching the battle, whatever. So... They got sibling telepathy, and they're all smiley face. And then the monster shows up, and red, blue, and pink are over there, and they're all like, oh yeah? Give us Ghostly Night, you bitch. And then they were all like... Yeah, because they're cool like that. And then they start fighting, and they're getting pwned, because that's what happens. So then the Landic twins come in. Dude, what are you guys doing? Why are you sucking so hard? We gotta go fight Blade Jira and get Ghost Knight back. We have to break both ones at the same time. So, Cho Tenso, Epic Gumball Machine.
You obviously don't have a Cho Tenso card.
I didn't buy the sword. And, so, they do Epic Twinness, and... break both horns, and then super land dynamic, and like he gets all sad face, and then grows giant, and then they summon their little mechas, and then they're all like, yeah, and then for extra awesomeness, they pull out. So they form Land at Ghostly Great, and this guy's like, Ghostly Knights, it's gonna work for Blade Rant, lol. They cool got a headbutt, they Tyranno kick, they're like, haha, we kill you now. So they bust out one more card, we all know is.
Got a Kua got a head in Tyranno.
Wait, what?
So he's got a Kua got a head in Tyranno leg.
He does Kua got a headbutt in Tyranno. Oh, I get it. I get the joke. You are making a funny O's reference.
Yes.
Oh, that's why it's funny.
Why are we talking like this?
I don't know.
Talk this way in the old country, Canada.
That's what it's all about.
He was about a boot. Wait, I'm supposed to be Canadian. A boot.
So, we're back at the astronomy lab, and Nozomu's all sad-faced. We didn't find Ghostly Knight, and it's almost nightfall. He might get raped in the park. And
by some idiot in the project.
Like, but don't worry, Antoine Dodson used the Acme rape trap to catch Ben Roethlisberger, so it's all good.
And then they hugged.
And then they hugged, and there was some tight spandex shorts, and it was creepy.
Nozomu and Fat Man Face, not Nozomu and Antoine Dodson.
Yeah,
just fun. Hilarious.
So let's see, there's all happy face. We're gonna get Ghostly Knight back. And then when the dude exploded, he exploded into like this glittery mist thing. So you see Blade Jira and he's like, lol, lol, lol. They're not looking at the big picture. Lol, lol, lol. He does that a lot in this episode. And we see like the little mist thing, and it forms into like a giant spike in the ground. And he's like, wahaha, my Earth Planet Rescue Project, which is really long for like an evil plan.
It is kind of annoying.
Like seriously, it's like, really, you couldn't think of like a shorter title, like Kill Guy Plan, like, or something? Like, by the time he says Earth Project Rescue Plan, like, they're gonna have shot him in the face.
They should have called it The Ghost Ager Has a Story Plan.
Yeah. Like, for the five people still watching this plan, like.
And the four catching up?
Yeah, like, it's. Because, seriously, that's what happened, is everyone quit, and then they're like, oh, wait, we sobered up, let's make a story.
But it ended.
It ended, so the episode's over. It was pretty cool. It was pretty good at the fighting. Landic. We used Landic Brothers, so those guys showed up again. More of Blade Jira and a little more of him, of just why he's angry face at the Ghostly Tenshi. And I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of how this plays out. So, and then of course Dark Ghostly Knight next episode. So. Should be epic time. So you guys, thoughts, questions, comments, concerns?
Who wants to go first?
Well, it's Ghost Ager, so I'm always slightly concerned. But I admit I enjoyed it. Like, there wasn't a part where I absolutely wanted to kill myself.
That's romantic, Aerie.
The fighting was well done for the most part. The fact that we're this late in the show and still using things like Landic Ghostly Greats, awesome. That was probably my biggest gripe with Shinkenger was, like, once I got Samurai How, nothing else mattered ever.
Just run over everything.
Yeah, that's one thing. That's one thing I have liked about Ghost Sager consistently is that they've used, like, pretty much every mecha. Like, every so often they just bring it back just randomly.
Yeah, because even after they got Ghost Sager Ultimate, they still use Ghost Sager Great and Ground Ghost Sager Great and stuff.
Yeah, they weren't, like, just spamming, like, super powerful mecha, and so that was pretty good.
And they used all the brothers several times throughout. Watched.
See, so, yeah, I'm looking forward to the next episode because of Dark Ghost Sager Night and stuff, but.
Dark Ghost Sager Night. So, my turn. Well, there's no turn. So it was a good episode. It wasn't like as epic for me as 43 and 44, but it was still good.
Right.
More like a setup to the events to come that the Ghost Sagers are oblivious to. Waydrillas or whatever his name is. Bladezilla, I'll call him.
Bladezilla.
His, like, ultimate plan, and it's cool getting his background, and Ghost Sager Knight's all kidnapped face, so the Ghost Sagers don't know what to do because he's always carrying them. Well, actually, not so much. They actually did a pretty good job. The fight scenes were good. The Landics, from what I've seen, they're always a really good duo together when they fight together. They do. Ghost Sager Black's a badass to just throw the ultimate spider monkeys around. But yeah, it was a good episode. I'm looking forward to seeing the next one. Can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of hard for me.
That's what she said. A little bit.
And I can't believe I've seen all of it now. I'm slightly disturbed right now.
He's so confused as to where his life has taken. He's caught up on Ghost Sager. He's finally gotten Ghost GameStop Girl to watch Chuck. He doesn't know what to do anymore.
Ghost?
What?
So you said Ghost GameStop Girl.
What? Did you say she Ghost did. GameStop Girl?
She did.
That's if she hates Chuck, she'll become Ghost GameStop Girl.
Oh.
Speaking of, did she give a reaction yet? Has she watched it, or is she just...
No, she said her computer froze, and she turned it off, and then she went to sleep.
God damn it, she's just dicking around with you now. She's toying with your emotions.
I know.
Women.
She said she's going to watch it tomorrow before she leaves, and she does, and I said, or else, so I don't know, I'll do something. Well, I eat her Subway right in front of her. I don't know.
Then eat her soul.
God. Anyway. So yeah, it was... You can quote us on it. It was a good episode of Ghost Sager.
Yep. You know, right? Nice.
Well, there actually was quite a few of them.
And I am huge.
I like Datus.
Yeah, I just like how... Like, they were having such a hard time with the... Or whatever the fuck its name was.
Or Tauros.
Yeah, that. And then... Monet and Ugly stare at Datus for a little bit, and then they're like, dude, we got it, and then they just run off and kill it.
Yep. We got this.
We got this one.
They kill him. We got this one. He wasn't all like, first time by 10 seconds. It's fucking cheap.
Whose first time was it? What?
No, never mind. This one of the last episodes they watched, and that dumbass guy was like, I only can reverse time by 10 seconds, derp.
He like used laser. The Omega 13.
Yeah, that's what he had. That I wish we could have summarized that episode. I was thinking about that. Oh my god. He has a portable Omega 13, except it's more like an Omega 10, but whatever. It's hilarious. So, how about them O's?
Hey, it was you guys' idea to stop doing Ghost Sager, so. Just saying.
The prank was still epic.
I'm aware. Although, in hindsight, the way I look at it, I thought about this, and I'm like, you know, in hindsight, we probably wouldn't have... I don't know if we'd have enjoyed these last few episodes as much because of how pissed off we were at Ghost Sager at the time when we quit.
Mm-hmm. We were kind of pissed. We would just, like, see their faces, and we'd just start punching shit.
Yeah, so I'm like, maybe it's probably a good thing we kind of just, like, quit and came back to it with a fresh start.
Yeah, I think so.
Even fresh, though I had to marathon
fresh pants
episodes.
For tomorrow. Oh.
Oh, God. That's O's.
You're right.
Great segue.
I know.
I'm playing with toys.
Me too. So we're on 17. For those who, like, completely were retarded and or forgot from 2 weeks ago.
That's after 16.
You're right, it is. Birth showed up.
Weary?
That's right, Kamen Rider Basu.
Boss.
And, so the dude runs over, introduces himself to AG and Aki. He's like, I'm Akira Date. I was in Rescue Force, but nobody saw that show. except KO. And he's like, oh, you guys must be. And like, he opens his manual and his pictures of AG, like making stupid faces. Like, ah, oh, you're Hino AG. You turn into O's. And you must be Anko. And which is, what is it, like red bean paste or something?
Them and their damn bean paste.
And they're like, no, it's Ankh, the Ankh des, Ankh. And he's like, oh, that's a coup on the end. I'm sorry. I've been out of the country for a while. My kanji's rusty, so I guess he's Shuquin Shinobi. He has trouble with kanji.
Oh, and kanji.
And,
that was funny.
Yeah, so...
She did. Fuck you.
She did.
And they're trying to figure out, what is this birth contraption? He's like, I don't know. All I know is that I have a job to do, and that's why I'm here. So, piss off.
Peace off.
And he gives AG some cell medals as like a hey, how you doing, get to know you gift. Which is, I mean, that's just a nice gesture right there. You know?
Yeah.
And he picks up this milk jug and is like, I'm out of here. And AG and Ankh are really confused face.
Why
and
is he
like,
carrying around milk? Those are cell medals. Dang it.
Yeah.
And
so then it goes all, you count some medals, 1, 2, and 3, life goes all, anything goes, coming up, oh,
Brian's just going, in the background.
Oh god, it's not over. So we're at the restaurant, and the two chicks come back, and apparently they were in Egypt.
Matt got a haircut.
What?
Look at my subscription list. Matt is bald.
Okay, so they've come back from Egypt, and they've come back with presents.
I'm gonna love presents.
And the strong girl gives AG a present for saving her from Kazari, and he's like, oh, you didn't have to. Aw, you're so sweet.
And she's gay?
She tries to give one to Ankh, and he just, like, runs past her, and then she's all sad face, and you're like, aw. But she's all adorable Japanese girl. And Ankh's all, like, pissed off, and because he can't find any information about birth on his iPhone. And...
Damn it, Brian, behave. I heard that clinging.
I was playing with cell metals.
God damn it, Brian, you cock.
Sorry.
So nice to each other.
And he's like, I need to get my core metal back from Kazari. Brr. I was like, yeah. And Eddie's like, you better not make any yummies. And he's like, I can't. I would've if I could. And you're like, well, that's interesting to know.
Didn't know you were a lying bastard, but whatever.
Yeah, and then we see Date, like, he shows up at this restaurant with, like, his little keg, and he, like, plops it down to get some food, and that's pretty damn funny looking. And now we're at, like, a martial arts school where, like, these two chicks are fighting with these, like, bamboo stick practice swords. I don't know what they're called, so that's what we're going with, bamboo stick practice swords.
Sheena, I think.
You know what? We're going with bamboo stick practice swords, you bastard.
Okay. Probably it's a more sleek name. Rolls off the tongue easier.
And so the one chick beats the other one, and then their teacher comes over and you're like, Chifu? Book.
Like, Bookinja, start up!
And you're like, he doesn't get a legend rider yet. Dang it.
Brian refused to watch his show.
I know, right? What a faggot.
Oh my god.
So apparently, he tells the one girl she did something awesome. He tells the other one that her thrusting is good, but she didn't go in far enough. And I'm like, all right, that's interesting to know. Thank you for sharing. And they're apparently going to be going to some tournament or something. I don't know. And
Pokemon noises.
All right. And she's in the bathroom. She wants to be stronger and like. Yuva appears behind her, which is really creepy. It's like, this is the ladies' room. Jeez.
Yuva, you're in the little girl's room.
I know, right?
Oh, Zadi.
So, we're back at the place where Date's eating at, and they have a little paper lantern out front, but it's not Daigo, yo. Sad face. And he's telling the guy he's back here to make money, and the guy tells him about all the Greek crap that's going on, because in the magazine, like, pictures of like, buildings collapsing and shit. And they're like, but it's just rumors or something. I don't know. He found the magazine scans, but they're not scans because they're in the magazine.
Jerk. And then if he snapped his joints in, it wouldn't happen. Shut up.
And then we saw, like, this chick over here, and she's practicing with her bamboo sword stick. And Yuva comes up and pops a cell metal in her head, and a yummy pops out, and Ankh's spidey sense starts tingling, and he's like, yummy, God. So they run off, and the dude starts attacking the karate class, or whatever it is, and AG runs in, and he's gonna save the day, but he's like a retard, and they go outside. Ankh rides up on his something or other, ride bender, I guess.
What else would he riding up on, a unicycle?
Riding up on the underwear in his crotch, I don't know. And so he tosses AG some medals, and if I can get them in the driver, I can scan them. Hooray, I did it. Okay, so
AG, first you gotta turn on his scanner.
I do, I'm sorry. AG goes all, well, I don't want to waste battery.
It'd be funny if you, like, tried to scan him, it's like, oh shit, I forgot to turn the scanner on. Turns it back on. Sorry.
And, so he's fighting, but it's not really doing any good. And, let's see. Oh, Date shows up for no whatever reason. I don't know. And,
just watching.
Shows up and leaves. Like, it was really weird.
He's like, man, he always got this. I'm going back to my shrimps.
Yeah, the yummy runs off, and Ankh sends one of those, candroids after it.
Say it like it's a foreign object.
Yeah, on those Taka Candroids, and then AG brings the little karate girl to the hospital because the yummy punched her in the face. And she's like, thank you for saving me. He's like, no, it's okay. I'm smiley face. And why did I just do that? And we see Goto guy. It's at this point when I was watching it that I realized, oh, yeah, he hasn't been in this episode yet. And he's, like, doing some jogging. And he's remembering how, like, Dr. Maki was all like, I'll give you birth if you're nice to me. And he's like, fuck you. I'm not sucking up to you, you little creepy bastard. And he's all sad face. And then it cuts to Ankh Ankh. And he's back at the restaurant. And he gets in through AG's Morgan door. So, yeah, he comes in AG's Morgan door, which just sounds dirty. But it's not if you watch Chuck, which you should be, or you're not a human being. See, we got 5 more Chuck viewers right there.
Yes.
And he opens up.
But not
up
the most important one.
Oh, I know. And so he opens up the package, and it's the O metal case. She had it made for him, and it's like, oh, I'm getting one of those eventually if a certain place puts them up. So he starts filling it with core metals, and it's like, mine's gonna look like that. And the yummy keeps talking about must get stronger or some bullshit. It's attacking these girls. It's attacking these people. And then it turns into Kabuto Yummy. And a bot the Kandra comes up and is like, AG, Yummy! He's like, I'm on it! And he rides up to save this dude. And Ankh comes in on his ride vendor, because they just have these, like, everywhere. Every street corner has its own ride vendor. And then AG goes all, I know, right? He goes all gorilla, and he starts fighting, and he's, like, punching the crap out the thing, and it's all boom, 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 and the thing's chest starts glowing green, and it's kind of creepy, and then it cuts to Date, and he pulls out a gorilla candroid and pops the top, and it goes all gorilla, and, like, starts making gorilla disc animal noises for some reason.
It is.
And apparently, like, something with this chicken, it's like she keeps saying how she's, like, actually thinking something, and we don't know because they don't tell you. and the Kabuto Yami keeps glowing, and then, like, another Yami, the Kuwagata Yami, splits out of his chest. So basically, like, Kagami just kind of splits off of Tendo, because he's not as and he's kind of a retard, and Tendo's all like, Tendo Michiui, Subete o Tsukasa Joru. And you're like, aww!
What about Tsukasa?
Then he was all, Obachan ga itte ita. And then we see Gorilla Kanjo spinning its arms and like bouncing, and it's all like, oh, mine does that. And now Oz is fighting two Yummies and just getting pwned. But then one of them starts trying to fight Ankh, and like, seriously, if it's this, if it's the actual guy, not like a stunt guy dressed like Ankh, he's doing pretty good. Not gonna lie. And then we see like Date just taking his sweet time coming to help people, and so he's just walking with his milk jug on his back, and he walks right past Gochu, who's jogging, who kind of stops and is like, wait,
what? Oh god, oh god.
And
what?
No, like, hold on. Like, go, no, Gochu stops and is all like, what's going on? All confused face. And Ankh Ankh pulls out the metal case and is like, what do? I need something to fight him. What are we going to do?
Do.
And so Date comes in and is like, it's time to start collecting, bitches. And you're like, what? And he pulls out his belt and does this. That's right, epic henshin, and like the little capsule balls just kind of like shoot out and like go in their little spots, and then like the armor just like kind of like folds around him. It's all epic.
It is pretty epic.
Like, it was all like super badass.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, yeah, let's get to work. And he goes in there, he just starts fighting, and like what you see is he goes all like Iron Man. You can like see like the, like, show inside his helmet, and you can see like the, the heads up display like reflecting in his face and shit. It's like, oh, so badass.
That's badass.
I know, right? So Oz is fighting Kuwagata Yami, Bert's fighting Kabuto Yami, and then he's like, alright, time to get some claws action in here. So the drill arm pops out, right? And it just, like, forms itself. And he's just smacking away at the Yummy with it. And then it does this really cool thing where normally cell metals just fly everywhere. No. This thing attracts the metals to it. So now they just keep building up on the drill arm. And he takes and he flings all of them over into his little canister. And then you see, like, well, some of them didn't make it. That's okay. Gorilla Kanjoids just start hopping around using their little flip arms to, like, flip metals into it. You're like, oh, that's so cool. And they're so adorable. And he's like, yep, this is much better than reading the manual, because he doesn't like reading the manual. And in case you couldn't tell by what I said the first sentence. And then he pulls out his gun and he's all like, you might want to step back, guys. This could get a little dangerous. And he loads it with metals and it starts like pachewing.
Run away,
even faster! Dawson, why aren't you
yelling? Because I was reading something. Sorry.
Oh my god, they're shooting at us!
They're shooting at us?
They're shooting at us.
Like, and then he runs out of ammo and he's all like, and then he puts it back and he's all like,
good.
And then he does it again and he's all, and he's all,
yeah. All right, so he just keeps firing and like reloading and shit, and Age is like, I mean, Ankh's like, Age, do something. Here, take this metal, and he like throws them the Tora metal, so that he can switch from Takagori Ba into everyone's favorite. And then Age takes and goes all, well, the Kogata Yummy runs away, so just Kabuto's left, and so Eiji goes all,
can you tell us?
At the same time, Birth goes all... So just epicness happens. The yummy just like explodes everywhere, right? Cell metals everywhere. Unk arm comes like, ah, Medaru, Medaru. Right? So then Burst like, I don't think so, buddy. Then he goes. Right, so he's all crane arm and he like flings the front of it and it like flies out and just like drags back, and as it's dragging back, all the cell metals are attached to it, and he just like snags them all up. And they're like, what the hell, man? And they're like, so your job is, he's like, that's right, collect cell metals. And it's how I'm gonna get paid, and I'm gonna get 100 million. And then you see Gochu guy over on the side, and he's like, wait, oh, angry face, sad face all at the same time. He's like, yup. 100 million trues. He's like, so I'm be taking all the cell metals. Bye, bitches. And then it ends, like, close up on this creepy guy's face. So, yeah.
I don't know.
It was, like, pretty epic. Like, it was pretty cool. Birth was all insane. Gorilla Candroid was, like, insane.
Everything was insane?
It was fucking insane.
Awesome, like... Metal Case was in there, like, it was so
cool. Just blew my mind.
And then I blew your mom.
So,
I was so excited. On to you guys.
Okay, I'll go first this time, because otherwise I'll never get to go.
Because we don't like you.
Anyway, so it wasn't like a fantastic episode in terms of like...
Anyway, this is ramble time. Oh.
Go eat cock in a hole. Go in your jar and go eat some cock. Anyway, so it wasn't a fantastic episode in terms of story, but it was a really like cool episode to watch because there was lots of cool things happening. Like, it made me like my Gorilla Crandroid like 10 times better because it like throws metals in there, and I want mine to do that for me. And I want mine to like hop around and be like an alarm for shit. And now Matt should feel bad for not having one. And Taka Gorilla Vato was cool to see because he's all like, "Bitch, I'm all gorilla," and he like boxed and shit. It was just cool. To see a new combo, and Birth is fucking awesome now. Like, I loved like the Iron Man stuff and his visor and stuff, and I love his like henshin, like the way that the armor forms around him. That looks fucking awesome.
You hated him so much.
I know. Isn't that how it goes? Normally, things that I start out hating end up being awesome. So just take that as an indication.
Pretty much.
Same thing. We all hated Oz at first. Remember? We thought Kamen Rider was over after Double. The stupid little bitch. I'm not watching. I hate him. And now we all love it. But so, this was really awesome in this episode, and there were just all kinds of cool stuff happening, like, not a whole lot story-wise, but just really cool stuff to watch, and the Birth fight was just sick, and Goto's all sad face. Don't worry, you'll be reborn soon, lol. Alright, your turn.
You pretty much kind of covered everything.
Thanks. That's what I do.
But like you said, it was a really fun episode to watch. We got to know a little bit more about Date's character. So, everyone that was all pissed because, oh, Goto isn't Birth yet. Date's awesome, so deal with it. But yeah, Birth is awesome. Like, I have his... Awesome. The toys are awesome. His gun is awesome. His Candroid is awesome. It's adorable. I just want to give it a little hug, except he's all so kind cool of tiny.
They sound like little Hibikidisk animals. And just throwing some metals. I'm like, oh, God.
And just, like, everything was really... good. Like, I like the yummy design too. They were pretty cool.
And the unique concept of them like splitting off and shit.
Yeah, but all like you said, it wasn't a big episode story wise. But it was a really good episode to watch.
Yeah, it was good. It was really fun. God, Birth is so cool with all this like Iron Man shit. Like, even if it's eight, you can't aim more shit.
Birth fans, get ready for 18. Because it's like this, except cooler.
Yosha! I like all the people that are like, Birth just premiered, we've only seen him for like 45 seconds, they're like, he's my favorite writer ever.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far, but...
You must be new. They're clearly your favorite writer should be, like, Hibiki. I don't know. Double. Axel.
Crotchel. Oh.
Indeed.
So, this is ramble time.
It is.
It actually is this time.
Yep.
Here we go. Awkward ramble time start. Yep.
Yep.
We got Pokemon.
So anyway, yeah, I posted this on RR, actually, because we're doing Pokemon stuff now, because I said so.
Make the law, bitch.
But we have some confirmed names, and then a list of names that aren't confirmed, spanning the entire decks.
Minus the three events.
Right.
And now we're just silent.
Okay, so, I'll do it.
Thank you, I was expecting you to.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, so first up, I'm just going to do these in numerical order for ease of reference. Okay, so Minazumi, the little chipmunk, crazed chipmunk thing, is now Patrat. Let's see, what do we have? We have, okay, Koromori, the new Zubat, or as we like to call him, Nubat, is now Woobat. I swear to God that's true. I didn't make that up. They were probably listening to us again.
I know.
Moguru, the little happy drill mole thing, is now Drillbur. And then let's see, scrolling down this list. Let's see, we did Sandile, we did Darmanitan. Ah, yes. So, Desicon, the coffin sarcophagus thing with the four arms ghostly thing. Yeah, he's now Cofagrigus.
Do not make this shit up, people.
I can't, right? Let's see. Oh, also, we had said previously that the little pink pig thing, Munna, keeps his name Munna. His evolved form, Musharna, stays Musharna. So both of those keep the Japanese name. Let's see. Zoroark, Minchino. The final goth chick thing is now Gothitelle. And the final cell thing is Reuniclus. Little faggy name for that thing. I don't know.
Okay.
Let's see. We did Clink. Last time out, Kibago. Prepare yourselves. Aksu. W. Aksu. Like, really?
It sounds like someone says when they sneeze. Aksu! Excuse me.
Yeah. And,
I wish that you get his proposed final form name.
Oh, God. And then finally up, Wargle. The epic name that is Wargle is no more. It is now Braviary. All right.
This gives Brian a boner. I don't know why.
It does give Brian...
No, I mean, I like Wargle better, but I'm just saying Braviary isn't a bad name.
Okay.
True, compared to some of the other names.
Yeah, and then also, we have some abilities. Dust Proof is Overcoat. Sand Power is Sand Force. Sand Strength is Sand Rush. Mummy stays the same.
And there's Sand Shrew. Oh, wait.
Yeah, for attacks, double chop is dual chop. Heart stamp stays the same. You first is now after you. It should have been no you. Free fall is now sky drop. And then for characters, Makamo is now Fennel. Sharon keeps his name. And Beru is now Bianca. So, fuck them.
Not sure why they changed Belle, but...
I know, because her name just could have been Belle or Bella instead of Bianca.
So those are... okay, well, let's talk about those right quick and just get your thoughts on things that we actually know are confirmed English names. This is the part where one of...
Put the microphone to us, you're just like, the Chronic, and then... Chronic? Exactly. Let's get your thoughts on the Hibikimo.
Whoa.
Well, I'll talk then.
So no, I'll talk. I just thought he was gonna go first, but I'll go first. Like I said, the only one that I really am okay with is Braviary. I mean, I'm okay with Woobat just because it's so close to Nubat.
Yeah.
And plus, I don't care about it, so I'm fine with it. Just like Sharna. I don't care about you. You can whatever.
I don't mind Drillbur too much. It's just funny to me.
It makes it seem adorable, sort of.
It is adorable.
Yeah. I mean, like the name. I mean, not the way it looks.
Cofagrigus is hilarious.
I'm so not catching on naming a fag. It's up to you, fag.
Patrat's okay. I'm fine with that. That's nice.
Yeah, for a chipmunk.
Yeah, well, it's a chipmunk. Fuck your mother. And, I mean, the goth chick and the cell, they both suck anyway. So they got stupid-ass names.
Junior really does suck.
Like,
not even after training.
And I'm just so angry with this Kibago bullshit.
That is a really bad name. Is it supposed to be Axe and Chew?
I guess.
I think his name's Kibago. What the fuck is his name gonna say? I mean, his Pokemon gonna say when the anime gets here? Because he's all like, Kibak, Kibai!
Axu, Axu!
Oh god, he's gonna be like a sneezer. Unless he just, like, makes noises. He just, like, can you imagine?
Oh god.
Reunculus isn't that bad, considering it's supposed to be Homunculus, but it's still... I don't know how kids are gonna pronounce half these names.
Yeah, I can barely pronounce half these names, and I'm a super genius.
God.
Whoa now. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, you suck, Donkey Cock.
Oh. Donkey Cock's so gross. It's actually a woman fucking horse. I felt kinda bad for her. He was really giving it to her. We're talking about a woman fucking horse in a Pokemon segment. What is wrong with us?
We're demented?
Yeah, like Pokemon bitch and what?
So we're moving along before this gets overly demented and we get, like, complaints. So we have a list here of possible names for all of them. So just starting at the top and going down.
Grab his comfortable chair.
Oh, fuck you. We have Victini staying the same. Snivy's confirmed. And then, okay, turns into Servine and Superior. Fuck that.
Because we don't have Rhyperior already.
Yeah. We have Tepig. We know him. And then he turns into...
I just realized that Superior is whatever Japanese name reminds me of Jack Quarter when I glance over
it. It does. It's one letter difference.
We have... It turns into Pig Knight. And then as Dawson calls it, Embor, which apparently is where they got the name from.
Fuck you all.
Then we have Oshawott, who... They're the best middle stage ever just gets butchered with the name Duat and then Samurott.
Sounds like a rotting samurai.
I know, right? Apparently, Patrat turns into Watchog. And then Yorkies are Lillipup, Herdier, and Stoutland. It's a new country in Europe. Then we have Purloin and Liepard, the cats. And then we have the monkeys Pansage, Panseer, and Panpour. They apparently turn into Simisage, Simiseer, and Simipour. So, similar naming scheme. Munamusharna. Then we have P-Dove. Turns into Tranquil. So, like, Tranquil Quail. And Unpheasant, which, for those of you tarred monkeys, is an unpleasant pheasant. Blitzel, our zebra, turns into Zebstrika, which is actually a pretty cool name.
Yeah.
Okay, then here we go. Little rock thing.
That will rock and roll!
Eventually become Chromastone. Is Rock and Rolla. Again, I can't make this crap up. I wish I could, because I could probably do better than them.
I named mine Pebble.
Then we have Boldore, and then finally Gigalith. Then we have Woobat, which turns into apparently Swoobat.
It makes sense. It doesn't
seem to be Zubat at all.
Then we have Drillbur, which turns into Excadrill. Okay.
It's a new medicine.
Then apparently Tabune is now Audino. I prefer Brian's name of Gay.
Oh, can you imagine double battles? Gay, fag, I choose you. He just giggled.
Then we have our strong guys. We have Timber, Girder, and Conkeldurr. Like, all right, those are okay. I'm fine with that. Then we have Timpole, Palpitoad, and Seismitoad for the little frogs. So apparently the middle stage is the Emperor. I don't understand that one. Bulk and Skull are now Throw and Sock, which may not like the names. They still kick ass, so they stay on the team. Then new Caterpie is now Swaddle, and then Swaddleoon, and Leavanny.
I don't know any of those. So.
Then we have Venipede, Whirlipede, and Scolipede. Fuck, I don't even know. This is just so stupid.
Like, it would make more sense for Venipede to be the last one.
Yeah. Then we have Cottonee and Whimsicott for one set of grasses, Petalil and Lilligant for the others.
Whimsicott sounds like a dream company for cots. Most comfortable cot you'll ever sleep on. Whimsicott.
Then we have Angry Fish is now Basculent. Right, and then Sandile apparently turns into Crocorock, which they could have just gone with Kremling. And then we have Crocodile, which that's okay because it's got the little black eye mask and thing. That's okay, fine, whatever. Then Darmanitan's first form is Darumaka, which they just took a K out. So that's like whatever. And then this little cactus thing is Maractus.
Makes sense.
No, his name's Cactus Jizz.
That's the name. Okay, I can't think of Cactus Jizz. I was trying to think. Then the little hermit crab.
It's the little dweeb.
Is Dwebble.
No, Dweeble.
And Frostle, which, knowing that Dent gets one of these, just is fucking hilarious. So he's got a little dweeb. Suits his personality. The Shookies are now Scraggy and Scrafty.
Little Shookies.
Nazca Bird is now Sigilyph, which I enjoy. And then the Fag's first form is Yamask, or Yamask, or however the fuck you say it. The Turtles are now Tortuga and Caracosta. The bird fossil is Archon and Archeops. Then Garbage Bag Boy here is Trubbish and then Garbador. So I guess like a garbage troubadour? I don't know.
That's a load of Trubbish.
We have Zorwa Zorwark. Minchino, the little chinchilla, turns into Chinchino.
Should be Cappuccino, but whatever.
Then we have the goth chicks are Gothita, Gotharita, and Gothitelle. Each one dumber than the last. Then the cells are Solosis, Duosian, and then the Reuniclus. We have Ducklet and Swanna, which that keeps its name, Swanna.
We have Vanilla Ice.
We have Vanillite, Vanillite. Okay, so the one ball is Vanillite. One ball, one cone is Vanillish. And two balls, one cone is Vanillux. And then Shiki Jika is now Deerling. And Mabuki Jika is now Starbucks. I mean, Sawsbuck.
I'm so naming my Starbucks.
And then Bachirisu is now Emolga. And then we have the little Kabuto beetle that you trade with the other one to evolve it. Is Karablast.
I just read that as Karublast.
And it turns into Escavalier, which that's actually a kind of cool name. Then the mushrooms. We have a fungus Among Us. And make that up, folks. We have fungus turns into Among Us. If it didn't make a funny joke, I'd hate it a lot more than I already do. Then the jellyfish are Frillish and Jellicent. Fake Love Disc evolution is Alohomora. I mean, you know, Alomomola, which I don't even know what the hell that means.
Alohomora.
Spider Shock is now Joltik and then Galvantula.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah, Spike Ball is Ferroseed and then Ferrothorn, which I kind of like that. All right, then we have the Gear guy. So we know Gear is now Clink. It then turns into Clang, which then turns into Kling Clang, which again, if it wasn't so ridiculous, I would probably hate it more than I already do.
Well, to be fair, the other one was Gieru, Gigieru, and Gigigieru.
Yeah.
The Japanese was just as stupid.
Yeah. And then Sperm is now Tynamo. And then I guess the guys like Double so much they played with the engine memory a lot because Tynamo turns into Electric.
Electric.
Turns into Electros. The little alien UFO things are LGM and Behem. I don't even know how to say that.
I don't even think they're speaking English.
Yeah. The candle is Litwick, which that's K. It turns into Lampent and then Chandelure. Which, those are fine. Then we have, okay, wait, remember Axew? Kibago knockoff? Turns into Fraxier. Turns into Haxorus. I see this and I go, guess who got kicked off the team for a dumbass name?
I saw a little picture on one of the threads that said, it had a picture of this guy and it said, LOL Haxer.
Haxorus.
Oh my god, you use Hax.
Then Kumashun, little snot-nosed bear cub, is now Cub Chew. Which turns into Bear Tick with his furry wang here.
He's got Reshiram's furry wang.
Face is Cryonagle. Then we have the little other thing you trade with the Kabuto Beetle. His name is Shelmet. Can't make that up either. Turns into Axelgore. And then
he's
this little
Kamen Rider.
Yeah, this little stupid thing here, Stunfisk. Shaolin Showdown is now Mian Fu and Mian Shao. This weird dragon thing is Drudagon.
God.
Sounds like an enemy.
Cubix is now Golett and Golurk. Our Dark Steel guys, they made out okay. They got Pawniard and Bisharp, which when you look at it, you're like, oh, look, it's a pawn and a bishop. That's awesome. I like them. They earned their spot on the team. The Buffalo is Bouffalant, right?
Bouffalant.
Shaila Bouffalant.
That was great. Oh, gosh.
So and then, so we have Little Wargle is now Rufflet, which turns into, obviously, Braviary. Then the little vulture thing is Vullaby, or I guess it's Vullaby, which turns into Mandibuzz.
Buzz on Mandy.
And then we have the little anteater fire thing is Heatmore. The steel ant is now Durant. And I'm pretty sure if we put two of them together, we get a band from the 80s.
What? Oh, I get it.
The Beatles dragon
I would like to point out that for once, I got the joke right away.
He did. It was astonishing. Dawson was all like, derp face, stupid fuck.
I did not say that. I was distracted by a message.
And then, so here we have...
Deno?
The Beatles dragon, Ringo here, is now Deno, which turns into Zvilus.
Bangle.
And then it turns into Hydreigon, which I'm like, well, he bit okay. Guess who earned the way back onto the team in place of Kibago's stupidness? Then the Bugfire is now Larvesta and turns into Volcarona, which that's actually an okay name, Volcarona. And then, as expected, the legendaries pretty much keep their names. The only real change here, for the most part, is like Kobalon's on Kobalion. Terrakion and Virizion are the same. Tornalos is tweaked to Tornadus. Boltalos is tweaked to Thunderous. Reshiram, Zekrom. Landalos tweaked to Landorus. Kyurem is Kyurem. And then all that's left is the events, which we don't have names for yet.
Then we have the super awesome Pokemon, Smiley Face, Colon D, Colon P, and Winking Face.
Those are the best Pokemon ever.
But the three events will probably stay something close to the same or whatever.
I think they should have changed Virizion to Verizon and then linked the deal with Verizon. That's just me, though.
They could have named one Sprint.
I should have nicknamed that. I didn't nickname it. Now I gotta figure out where the nicknamer is and how to talk to him.
But you can't write Verizon.
They could have had Verizon, Sprint, and AT&T.
Oh, that'd be awesome. You're right, I can't write Verizon because of fucking five character rule. Oh well, American version.
Terrakion can be AT&T because it's short and slow.
AT&T.
I mean, some of these names are okay, a lot of them aren't, so I really hope that a lot of these are fake.
Yeah, facts. I'm really banking off this list being fake just because half these names suck so hard.
Just like...
Like, seriously, if Rock and Roll is the right name, I'm catching it at level 7, putting it in the box, and pretending it's dead.
Catching it and just releasing it?
Yeah, like, I...
Just catch Baldur and pretend Rock and Roll don't exist.
I'm hoping this is all fake except for Embor, because I want him to keep his name.
Yeah, I'm really hoping Embor keeps his name, because I like your name.
Yeah, I made the name. What Dawson calls Embor? I don't know why he calls it that. Fucking tard. It's because it's his name.
Well, I'm sorry.
I kind of like Pignite too.
I don't mind Pignite that much.
I really wish Futachi Maru had a better name than Duat though.
Yeah,
Duat. Like, I get the pun, but
for something as epic as Futachi Maru, he needed a better name.
I don't mind Samurott all that much. It's a silly name, but. I mean, he's samurai-based, so...
You know, there always is a nicknaming, so you can name it something funny or cool, or you can just give it a Japanese name if you want, so... We'll need to get your nukas in a twist.
I need to get your...
I will get my nukas in as many twists as I want, bitch.
Oh. Just trying to help.
He likes when Kenji twists his knickers.
Oh my god.
Yes.
It's a fetish.
Yeah, yes. Twist my knicker.
Knicker Twister. Oh, God. It's a new board game by Hasbro. Oh. So, yeah, I mean, I've already pretty much pointed out the ones that I liked as we were going through them, so I'm not going to really ramble on about it, but I'm very much banking that hope of these. That hope of... Wow!
Hope?
I don't know. I hope that most of them are wrong.
I'm making the hope of these.
He's making them hold him.
I was going to stick around for a while. My voice just, like, died. Less than 6 hours until the 3DS launch details are released.
I know, I saw that too. You're on Facebook?
American, or...
Yep.
We're BFF Facebook friends forever.
Yes.
Hard?
Samurais. Yes, Facebook. I hope so. When we wake up in the morning, we'll know 3DS details.
I know.
Unless I canceled our orders. No. We didn't.
God.
We didn't. I have an inside source. Unless she's lying to me, she's trying to steal my $50.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Did you hear my stomach?
She's trying to take your $50 and not put out.
Sorry, you're laughing. My stomach's made a funny noise. Thank you. Your stomach made a funnier noise.
He didn't catch what I said. Yay.
And Matt's still blonde. I mean, bald.
He's blonde now?
Yes. He acts like it. I'm sorry.
It's true, though.
Oh, it hurts so much to laugh.
It hurts so much to pee. Wait, no.
That's not good. You need to see that by a doctor. Hey, boy, do you think this sore ought to be seen by a doctor? What else we got on the old ramble time list?
Well, we should have wrote it down. We had something the other day and no one wrote it down.
This will technically be a story for next week, but apparently, thanks to Deca and the reptile greed, is called Eba.
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know, I'm in the O's thread.
Shuki's mine.
Eba?
Yeah.
Does it say if he's coming in the show, or...
It doesn't say.
Come late.
Oh.
Just says it comes from Ibaru, which is to be prideful or acting big.
Oh, that's epic.
Well, Brian, you should know all about that.
Yeah, acting big when you can't put out... No, yeah.
We should write this down. Alright, bye.
Dinner, but dinner to dinner.
I feel so beautiful.
Yes.
Yes. That was a little bit too low pitched for the Emperor. I'm sorry about that.
I guess so. Mexican. Final thingies?
Everything is not final, derp. It's so old. We've been doing that for like 20 episodes.
I know. It's like my catchphrase now.
Indeed.
What's my catchphrase?
I hate black people and Jews.
No! No!
No!
I'm serious. I was being serious. You need to be serious for once. It's my catchphrase.
A Dawson Rider review.
No. What's Brian's catchphrase?